I think I might be selling my Anthony Richardson stock. It wasn't good last night. What was that? What was that?
That was the dude that does the This Is Our Colts song.
That was he had a Bengals version?
Yeah.
Can I hear that?
I hate you.
This is our Colts. This is our team. We bleed blue. This is our Colts. Whether win or lose, we love them. For the shoe, beat the Bengals. Let's cook them and eat their stripes. This is our team. Go Colts!
Is that a Winnie?
Wow, there's an extra echo he added on the end.
Turned on the reverb at the end.
So he does the same song over and over again, just changes it's This Is Our Colts and this changes the opponent.
Yeah.
Well, okay.
Because here's the first one. You want the first one that we got?
God, I don't think I have a choice.
You're right.
This is our Colts. This is our team. We bleed blue. This is our Colts. Whether win or lose, we love them. For the shoe, beat the Broncos. Let's show them who the real horse is. This is our team. Go Colts!
There was something very unsettling about him saying, take their stripes and
cook their stripes and eat them. I mean, I think there's very unnerving things about this human in general.
Yeah. Yeah.
This is the kind of person that puts that crazy out for everybody to see.
Right.
You should feel shame.
Well, I don't think so.
No, you should feel shame.
How many likes he got on that?
Way too many.
No idea.
What's the engagement he's got going on there?
Way too many.
I bet the engagement's very high on Colts Bro.
Look, Hitler had high engagement, okay? Engagement does not make it good.
No, you're right. Not all engagement is positive engagement, but I think he's a... I'll just say...
Did you see the size of his crowds?
I'll say...
Big crowds.
A few steps removed from Hitler's this guy. I mean, I don't know him, but I'm going to go ahead and say his cult songs are far more harmless. Don't think that that's an aggressive... take there. Hey, it's getting more and more dangerous every time I hear that neigh.
Yeah.
Yeah, cooking and eating the stripes of a Bengal, I believe that gets you in prison. Nobody's eating tiger meat.
Don't they have a new Tiger King out? And they're doing part of the dock is like here in Pendleton?
What?
Oh, yeah. There's a new Tiger King coming out.
We got tigers here?
Probably a zoo, I would imagine.
I mean, there's the wildlife safari.
Yeah, that's in Winston.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hold on. Kind of the wrong direction.
All Google's here. Tiger King, Pendleton.
That seems very... that seems like a bad place to have tigers get loose is like the Pendleton area, because I feel like they'd thrive. I feel like that would be very bad if any tigers got loose there. Like, if it's in...
It's the new version of Tiger King. It's like the same people making another one. This one's called Chimp Crazy.
Oh, okay.
Rip your face off.
And your privates. There's a lot of people with chimps in Pendleton? This is all new to me.
I'm just shrugging.
I don't think they're...
The tagline here, listen to this. The grotesquerie of Chimp Crazy. If Tiger King was an addictive snack, then the filmmaker's latest docuseries is a meal to be chewed on.
Gross.
God, I hate people. I hate writers.
I don't feel good.
I genuinely
Yeah,
do.
That was very unsettling.
God, just stop.
What's our...
The desire to be so trendy with...
I feel like I have more questions than answers now about this new... It takes place in Pendleton?
Like what? It has a whole episode in Pendleton.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Wow. That'd be a whole thing. Like, what if the chimps got loose during the Pendleton Roundup? That would be a disaster.
Yeah, I mean, they did. You know, wasn't it the Roundup? Was that at St. Helens where that bull got loose?
No, nope, Sisters. That Sisters. Would be Sisters, the Sisters Rodeo. Yeah. Bull got loose. That would didn't end well.
Yeah, didn't that kill somebody? Didn't that kill anyone?
No, she didn't die.
She just really beat she up because she got thrown 20 feet in the air?
Yeah.
Like a rag doll?
Mm-hmm. Yeesh. They're very strong animals.
Turns out 3,000 pounds of pure unadulterated muscle that you piss off and
yeah, boy,
tase, yeah, gets angry.
But now I got my brain is working. Like, if you had, like, chimpanzee bull riding, I mean, throw a little cowboy hat on it.
A little capuchin riding on the back, a little tiny, like, holding on to dental floss.
That'd be more of like a sheep. That's mutton busting.
Yeah, mutton
there.
Busting.
Yeah, you do the mutton busting with the little monkeys. What are they called?
Capuchins.
Capuchins. Yeah. I was going to butcher that, so yeah. I just let you take that
those
one.
Those little cappuccino monkeys.
Yeah. That's for mutton busting. Yeah. But
no, I want to see him on the bull.
Yeah, you get me. I don't think you do. I don't think you do.
How high can a monkey go?
That would not be.
I don't think the monkey wants to ride the bull either.
Like, no, I'm out. But you got, like, chimpanzees are really strong.
Yeah.
If you could, like, train them, put that arm up, go 8 seconds, let's see.
Core strength, man. They don't even need to put the arm up.
Yeah, man. All right. Anyways,
we'll
so
from that,
chimpanzee Tiger King is coming out. And Pendleton has an episode.
Yeah.
Apparently, buckle up, folks.
Apparently it's a woman that lived with a chimp named Buck for 17 years. They professionally train chimps, I guess, out there.
His name's Buck? Is he produce an afternoon drive show on The Fan?
I mean,
wow.
She recalls this woman.
That's a great
in.
Name for a chimp, too. Yeah.
Yeah.
How you doing? This is my chimp, Buck.
This woman recalls walking in on this woman and to find her breastfeeding their infant daughter on one side and a baby chimp on the other.
Okay.
So it gets real weird.
Yeah, now we're getting...
Congratulations, Pendleton.
I think I'm out now how we got the Tiger King doc folks to be like, yeah, okay, we'll go out to Pendleton
we're
for
in.
This one. Goodness gracious.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.